wherever you are right now, in your home, your living room, your bedroom, that hotel room, that prison cell, that hospital ward, His presence is here today to meet you at the point of your need. Just lift your hands right now wherever you are. Just begin to receive. Just begin to receive. Just begin to receive right now. I want you to understand, hour after hour of these 188 hours, we're just pushing on in all that God has. I want to assure you this one thing: whatever you're trusting, whatever you're believing, whatever, wherever your faith is, you're going to receive today. This is not just something that we do just for you to spectate. This is something that we do live like this 188 hours through this whole week. Because we want to allow you to be expectant. We want you to come to a place of self-surrender of everything and just saying, God, I need your touch. If I could come into your home right now and if I could to put my arm around you and just say, would you just be expecting for God to touch you today? I would love to be able to do that. But I want you to understand, all you have to do is put your faith out and say, God, touch me. And you know what? It'll be wave after wave through these 188 hours where the touch of God will just come in to that room wherever you are, and He'll love you. He'll come and He'll wrap Himself around you, and you will feel the love of God. You will feel His presence like never before. Be expectant. In this room, be expectant this morning. Be expectant for what God wants to do. He's here. He's here. Today, be expectant. It might be nighttime where you're watching. It might be noon, it might be morning. But be expectant. Something beautiful happened, and now
I know.
Yeah.
He touched me,
and He going to touch you today. I declare to you today, you are in for a touch of the living God. You know, Jen, I kind of want to say it this way. Even if you don't believe it, I do. Even if you say, well, I'm not sure about this, I want to come inside there and get next to you and say, could you allow me to believe for you? For Him to touch you? and to create an expectancy in your heart. But you have to be expectant. You have to be ready for what He wants to do. I've seen what He started this week, and I know and I'm believing where it's going by faith. But something special is going to happen here this morning, isn't it?
What is so wonderful about God and His presence is that He meets us where we are, but never to keep us there. Always to move us up. You know, the Word says that God says, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And He's not being condescending when He's saying that. He's not saying, so that don't even try to think what I'm thinking, or don't even try and fathom me out. Because that actually is contrary to what the Word says. In fact, what He's saying is, come with me. Let me show you who I am. Let me give you my thoughts. Let me give you my vision. Let me give you the life that I have for you. Come see my ways. See how good they are. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. And I believe with all of my heart that as you open up to receive what He has for you, you will never, ever be disappointed. He will never leave you where you are, but He will take you with Him into a place of victory, into a place of freedom, into a place of hope and a place of joy. You will never be the same again. And it's a continuous journey that you have as you lift your heart to Him and open your eyes to see what He has to show you. There's a scripture that I have for you this morning, and it's in Psalm 97 verse 11. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. It says, please, those of you who are in the auditorium, you can be seated if you can. Those of you at home, just open up your heart to receive God's word for you right now. It says, light is sown for the uncompromisingly righteous, and it is strewn along their pathway, and joy for the upright in heart. And listen to what the Amplified Classic Version says. The irrepressible joy, not just any joy, the irrepressible joy which comes from consciousness of His favor and His protection. If you give your heart to Jesus, let me tell you something. As you remain open to Him and open to His word, you will be so aware and conscious of His favor and His protection over your life that there will be an irrepressible joy, a joy that cannot be pressed down, a joy that cannot be held under, but a joy that always brings strength to your soul, brings a light to your step, that you can walk tall knowing that you are His, that He loves you, that His favor surrounds you, that He protects you in all your ways, that you are blessed because He is yours and you are His. That is the way we walk in Him. And you know what I love about the scripture? It speaks about that the uncompromisingly righteous. Do you know who the righteous is? And immediately we all think, oh, that means I have to have a perfect life. But that's not what it means. Uncompromisingly righteous. Do you remember who God called righteous just because he chose to believe God? That was Abraham. Abraham chose that no matter what his circumstances looked like, God's promise was truth. He believed in the absolute truth of God's promises in spite of what he was going through. We don't know what you are walking through. We don't know what situation you are facing. I don't know what impossibility is standing in front of you between you and God's promise for you. But I do know this. If God has promised it, you can believe it and you can hold on to it. And just because of that, God calls you righteous. And if you are uncompromisingly righteous, that means I will not listen to the reports of anything else but what the Word of God says to me. That is what I hold on to. That is what I believe in. Then you are uncompromisingly righteous. And for you, every bit of investment that you put into the light, which is the Word of God. Remember, the Bible says that His Word is a light unto my path. So every time you are in the Word, it says that that word is sown for you. That means any word that you invest into, any promise that you take and make yours and believe with all of your heart, it will never go unfruitful in your life. It is sown for you. Hallelujah. And not only that, it says that it is strewn across your pathway. Now, did you know that word strewn, it actually means to be untidily scattered along, in fact, it covers the entire surface, but untidily. Sometimes we don't know what the end is going to be. Sometimes we don't understand the whole journey. We don't have absolute clarity on the pathway that God has for us, but we see exactly where the next step is. It is strewn, that light is shed in front of your pathway, even if it just is a glimpse for my very next step. I take that step of obedience, holding on to the word of God and his promises, and I will not be disappointed, because in doing that step of obedience, I know that I am being uncompromisingly righteous. And because of that, God has said, I will be constantly conscious of what? Of his favor and his protection. And the joy of the Lord will rise up on the inside of me. And what will it do? It will be irrepressible. That no matter what is faced against me, no matter what giant or mountain or news report or report from the doctor, it doesn't matter what it is, I've chosen to only see God and his promises. And that is what I hold true to. And because of that, that joy, it rises up as my strength on the inside of me, and it carries me through. That is what it is to walk in God. Hallelujah. So wherever you are now, don't think that this is where you're going to stay. Don't be satisfied with who you are and where you are today. Open your heart, and through the entire time, we have hundreds of hours in the presence of God for you. Not for anything else, but to take you higher, to take you in him, to get you to the place where you are so overwhelmed by his goodness and his favor and his protection, walking in his joy. Hallelujah. This is your day. This is your day. And God is good. So, just as Sharon said, this is the day that God has made. And I will choose to rejoice in it and be glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, come on. You know, I don't know about you, but today is a good day. Come on. Today is a good day. No matter what day you're watching this in, I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to give Jesus a big shout offering. Come on. I want you to get excited. This is your day for a miracle. This is your day for a victory. This is your day. Come on. Something is about to happen. Declare it now. Hallelujah.